Dallas Johnson right here on your Dealer Training Podcast. Let's do this. I hope that you're doing very well. Today is August 5th, 2024. And I'm doing this first thing in the morning. Today is my wife's birthday, so I'm going to do a quick podcast, and I'm going to take the rest of the day off and spend that with her. And we've got a big day planned. So with that being said, I hope you are doing great. I'm doing this first thing in the morning here. And no matter what time of day or night or evening or afternoon that you're listening to this, I hope that you are doing fantastic. And I hope that if you have a dealer's license, you are seeing incredible profits. And if you're thinking about getting into the business, I think that you're going to see incredible profits. And I want to talk to you, one of the main reasons so many people get their dealer's license is so they can get into a dealer auction. And your dealer license is going to allow you not only into the state's dealer auctions, but every single dealer auction in the United States. So no matter where your dealer license is, you'll be able to get into all these dealer auctions. Now, before I ever got into a dealer auction, I thought, oh, well, great. I'm just going to walk into these dealer auctions, buy all these vehicles, take them back to my lot, and start selling them at maximum value. Well, that's not always necessarily the case, because what I have found out, there's two different types of vehicles that you're going to find at a dealer auction. You're going to find these primo vehicles. Maybe they're off lease or something, and they are in immaculate condition, because when someone leases a vehicle, they do their best to really keep it maintained and in good shape and keep the miles down so they can get their deposits back. And those are the great ones, you know, and they tend to cost a little bit more when you're buying those at dealer auctions. So those are great, but you do spend a lot more for those. And then there's the other vehicles. And those are the ones that haven't sold on another dealer lot. You know, maybe some dealer's taken some horrendous trade-in that they don't want. They drove it straight over to the dealer auction. There's that vehicle. Or maybe there's the one that, you know, does have a mechanical issue, and a dealer had it set it on their lot for a while, and they were never able to sell it. So, you know, after a month or two, they'd take it back to the dealer auction. So there's basically two different types of vehicles that you're going to find at your dealer auction. And the one that's prepped, retail ready, front line ready to go, where you buy that thing and take it back to your lot and mark it up and resell it with no investment other than the auction costs. And then there's the vehicles for the rest of us dealers, which are the ones that are going to need a little bit of work. So one of the best things that I'm going to recommend to you, number one, I always recommend going into several auctions before you actually start raising that hand. You know, get to know them, get to know price. You got to know wholesale pricing. You need to know when to buy at a dealer auction, but more importantly, you need to know when not to buy, because auction prices fluctuate. And no matter what, even on a high auction day, it's going to be cheaper than retail, no matter what. But the best advice I have for you is, number one, learn wholesale pricing. Go to two or three or four or five auctions before you start raising a hand. But you need to invest in a vehicle diagnostic scanner and take that vehicle diagnostic scanner to the auction with you, because that vehicle diagnostic scanner on any vehicle newer than 1996 is going to read their computer codes. And this can save you thousands of dollars of repair bills. And when I first got into this industry, I remember I went and I won't even name the brand, but I thought I could kick tires pretty good. I'd go to a dealer auction and I'd, you know, start cars up and put them in gear and, you know, listen for, you know, anything that didn't sound right and, you know, smells, things like that. Listen to the engine, make sure there's no ticks or anything like that. So anyway, I once went to a dealer auction, bought a vehicle, thought I kicked the tires pretty good, got it back to my dealership, didn't pay for any type of post inspections or anything like that. Got it back to my dealership, and a couple days later started hearing this ticking noise, and that ticking noise got a little louder. And I took it to my local repair shop, and that vehicle had a bearing going out of the engine. It cost me $2,200 to get that vehicle ready to sell. There's a couple of things I wish I would have done. Number one, I really wish I would have just took a vehicle diagnostic scanner in and hooked it up. But another great thing you can do at an auction, when you're buying a vehicle that has less than 100,000 miles, you can do the post-auction inspection. And that auction, most dealer auctions will run all the diagnostics for you. And, that'll tell you if the bearing's going out or the rod's going out or something like that. And if there's a substantial amount that you'll have to invest to get that vehicle front line ready, you can back out of the buy. So I really recommend that you consider those post-auction inspections. Talk to your auction salesperson. They'll let you know the price of your dealer auction post-inspections. Anytime I was getting into the, you know, $7,000 to $9,000 wholesale investment in dealer auctions, I was always paying that $80 to $90 for the post-auction inspection, just in case I needed to back out. So I wish I would have did that on that specific vehicle, but now that I've learned, you can take your own vehicle diagnostic scanner in there And when you've got a vehicle with this kind of substantial amount of miles on it, even if it is a lease return with, you know, 30,000 miles on it, I still recommend that you run a vehicle diagnostic through there. Let me try that one more time in English. I still recommend that you run your vehicle diagnostic scanner through that vehicle. And that can be a real potential lifesaver for dealers, in my opinion. This is going to retrieve information from the vehicle's electronic control modules, and it's going to help you diagnose any potential problems before they occur, and it's going to tell you major engine problems so you can stay away from those vehicles at the dealer auctions. They are a great, great troubleshooting tool for you. And with so many dealers, you know, investing in a vehicle diagnostic scanner, it's really no surprise that their technology has certainly been evolving. And if you haven't made the switch to a scanner, I mean, maybe you're using those post-auction inspections, that's fine, because they've got some pretty extensive scanners that they're running on those vehicles as well. But making an investment on a vehicle diagnostic scanner, you know, that will actually allow you to bypass the auction post-inspection. So the investment in the long run, I think, is going to save you that $80 to $90 fee that the auction's charging you for that post-auction inspection. So it's going to show you, you know, engine and transmission problems. It's not going to let you have to guess what next needs to be fixed and repaired. Maybe you just need a little O2 sensor, and you know that you can get this thing for a real cheap price and put a $100 O2 sensor in it and mark it up, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 or whatever. It's going to tell you exactly what you need to do before you purchase that vehicle. And we're not just talking about dealer auctions. Maybe somebody's bringing in a trade-in, or somebody's wanting to buy a vehicle directly from them, the first thing I'm going to do is hook up that vehicle diagnostic scanner and just let them know, hey, we're going to check out your diagnostics. There's no offense to you. I'm sure this car runs great. Well, we want to make sure there's no mechanical issues that you or I are not aware of, so we can make this a real good experience for both of us. So it's going to cut down on your emissions violations and things like that. Some of these apps, in fact, a lot of them now, they've got an app where you just hook it up to the back of the, you know, it's under, usually under that steering wheel connector. Hook it up to the steering wheel connector, and it'll feed right into your app. So you can take a look at your app on your phone. You don't even have to bend all the way down there and read that thing. You can hook a little module up right behind the steering wheel. Normally, it's underneath the steering wheel, and it's going to connect to your app. So you can do it with your app as well. It even shows your fuel, spark plug performance, things like that. It'll tell you how much gas is in the gas tank. That's pretty amazing, what I thought. So, it's really hard to, know what any hidden problems with that vehicle, especially one of these ones that's sitting at the dealer auction. So there's a couple of different levels of vehicle diagnostic scanners that I want to tell you about. First of all, there's the really, really low-end cheap ones that don't do a whole lot. And then we are now getting into some that are a little bit more expensive that are running in the, you know, $1,500 to $1,700 range or even more. And I want to kind of talk about a couple of these real quick with you, because my best advice for you for buying vehicles at dealer auctions is, number one, to go to several dealer auctions and learn wholesale pricing. But the number two thing is going to be to get you a good vehicle diagnostic scanner. You know, they're going to show these codes. They're going to tell you if it's low on transmission fluid, you know. It's always good to be prepared at these dealer auctions. And, I tell you what, more than once, luckily hasn't happened to me, but I've been driving home from a dealer auction, and I'll see a car with dealer plates sitting at the side of the road, still has all the dealer auction stickers and the markings on the windshield. Some dealer bought that at a dealer auction, and it didn't even make it back to the dealership. And I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to be prepared. I always try and prepare every person in my training classes or whatever. I want to try and let you know about the worst case possible scenarios. But I have seen dealers who buy vehicles at dealer auctions and they don't even get them home. And, you know, my first few vehicles I bought, I didn't know wholesale pricing. I paid way too much for those vehicles many, many years ago when I first got my first dealer's license. I got into my first dealer auction and I was like a kid in a candy store, jumping up and down. You know, raise my hand up. Oh, my gosh, look at this car. It's getting ready to sell for $2,000 here. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe how cheap this car is. And I buy it for $2,000 and realize the dealer down the street had seven or eight of them, you know, that he couldn't sell for $1,500. You know, so you got to know vehicle wholesale pricing, and you need to know mechanical history. So vehicle diagnostic scanners are really inexpensive, convenient, and they're very easy to use. And they should be able to detect almost all problems before they happen. So that's going to help you, you know, run that vehicle. Hopefully that vehicle's running smoothly and safely. It's going to get you home from the dealer auction. And it's not going to be like me where you bought this vehicle auction bought a vehicle at a dealer auction like that one I bought years ago that had the rod that went out. and cost me $2,200. Okay, so some of these you can go to Amazon. They start at $25 a piece. You can't go wrong with a $25 investment, although I am going to recommend that you spend a little bit more than that. Now, a basic one, there's one that I've done a little research on, and I'm not affiliated with this company, but it's called the Motor Power MP69, okay? Once again, it's the Motor Power MP69. I found this on Amazon, $25. Cheap model, but it's going to show you what's causing an engine light, a read code. It's also got a engine coolant temperature, and we'll tell you what's called the average vehicle speed information. So it's a real basic one for $25. I'm going to recommend that you go a little bit higher than that. There's another one called the Foxwell NT301. Once again, that's called the Foxwell NT301. Costs $69. And it's going to have, you'll be able to turn off the engine light, reset monitors. It's going to show your fuel level, fuel pressure, engine coolant temperature, malfunction indicator lamps, and things like that. So, you know, as you get up into a little bit more, there's another one I'm going to tell you. Then we're going to go to the best one that I've been able to find. The next one is $159. It's the Ancel FX2000. Once again, that's the Ancel, A-N-C-E-L, Ancel FX2000. And it's got a few more features. Basically, it does everything the budget model does, but it'll also track things such as airbag scans. It's going to tell you if there's a problem with the airbags. It's got a transmission sensor. This shows if there's problems with transmissions. And to me, this option alone is worth the extra price, because if you buy a vehicle to resell and a transmission goes out, then you're going to have a substantial amount of money, obviously. So investing in one of the more expensive vehicle diagnostic scanners can really pay for itself when showing you when not to purchase a vehicle that may need extensive transmission repairs. Now, let's go another level up here, okay? I want to tell you about one that I'm going to recommend, and I'm not affiliated with them whatsoever. They're called the Launch X431 Pro 3S. Did you get all that? It's called the Launch X431 Pro 3S. Now, this one costs almost $1,200. And, you know, this is something that you might even consider if you're, you know, if you got a repair shop as well. It's going to really pay off in the long run. But it's going to erase codes. It gives you live data. It gives you the electronic computer version information. It shows fuel system problems, lighting problems, AC problems, issues with drivability, fuel efficiency, power loss. You know, it can turn on a radiator fan. It can modulate the throttle. You can actually open and close the windows. You can operate the mirrors with this thing if you need to do that. It does injector test runs, so it's going to see if you've got bad fuel injectors on a vehicle. It'll test the horn. If you're in a state that requires inspections, you want to make sure that horn works, or that will never pass a safety inspection if you are in a state that has safety inspections. So it'll do the test door locks. It will turn on and off all exterior lights. You can even run this one remotely with your iPhone or your iPad or your Android tablet, and it's got the VIN scanner built in. So you could do one scan ECU codes, and you can acquire vehicle information and run vehicle diagnostics on certain systems. So once again, I just want to do a really quick podcast here with you today and let you know, when you're getting into these dealer auctions, you've got to be aware there are a lot of vehicles at a dealer auction that you want to stay away from, a lot of them, okay? And I want to make sure you don't get burned like I did. I really made a lot of mistakes my first few dealer auctions, and I lost some money on my first few vehicles, but I learned real quickly to know when to buy and know what not when to buy, if that makes any sense. So if you do need some training, I want you to be aware of my main website. It's dealerslicense.com. My name's Dallas Johnson. That is my website. It's dealerslicense.com. Got a lot of good resources for you. If you need a dealer surety bond, I can certainly send that quote off to you. I am a licensed insurance agent, and I would get a very small commission for that. And that helps support this channel, the YouTube channel, and helps me provide a lot of free content for folks like you that are either licensed dealers or maybe you're thinking about getting your dealer's license. I certainly want to do my best to assist you. So invest in a really good vehicle diagnostic scanner. I think that's really going to pay off for you. So hopefully this information has been good for you. And no matter what, I want to wish you the very best of luck with your business. Thanks very much. Once again, this is Dallas Johnson with your Dealer Training Podcast, and I hope that you have a fantastic day. Thank you very much for listening.